Pacifica Radio is once again doing what it does best.
And the rich white companies are jumping the line so they can get access to the vaccine.
Covering the global pandemic.
I think people need to wake up and recognize that this is a fight against slavery.
The working class movement against racism and imperialism.
If we have a First Amendment, it needs to extend from government to how these big tech companies are basically run by proxy in the public sphere.
And holding politicians and corporate media accountable to the people. This and much more on COVID, Race, and Democracy. Mondays at 6 p.m. here on WPFW 89.3 FM. Don't miss it.
The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And we're glad you're joining us again for this hour, because you know what we do? We do that. Not only just family-friendly global beats, we bring you the best for children, especially in the marginalized communities.
Focusing on R&B, hip-hop, reggae, calypso, jazz, and more.
Yeah. See, many times children's music only focuses on the dominant culture, but here we're bringing it for all of us. So we want you to have some fun. And in fact, you know what? I might even feel like doing some coloring while I'm listening today.
Coloring?
Yeah. You know,
get my crayons. When did that start?
Well, I haven't had my crayon. I haven't colored with crayons in so long. And I think I might want to get my crayons out and have some fun.
Do you have a favorite color?
Well, when I was little, my favorite color was whatever my older brother's favorite color was.
And what color was that?
His was blue. But as I started to come into my own, I realized I actually like green.
Really? And why green all of a sudden?
Like, I don't know. I think because it symbolizes go. And not that I was green
all right,
for money.
That's
but
positive. That's
how about you?
Oh, purple. Hands down.
Ah, royalty.
It's always been purple.
Well, you know what? Let's do a dance around a crayons.
Dance? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go to Andre 3000 with his song, Do the Crayon, on We Nation Radio.
She got how many? Oh, that's a lot.
Old lady live in a shoe, and she don't know what to do.
There was an old lady that lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them broth and wine without any bread. She whipped them soundly and put them to bed. Every day the children were supposed to do
didn't hurt. Cause they were jumping in the bed. Somebody bumped their head. The lady in the shoe didn't know what to do. So she would come upstairs and tell them go to sleep now. But when she saw their faces, all she saw were frowns. Cause they had not eaten yet. They needed to be fed. Come on and eat the soup is what the old lady said. Children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them broth without any bread. She whipped them soundly and put them to bed.
Now it was late and they should all be asleep now. But the old lady had to pick up all around. All the toys that they left, the mess that they kept. The lady in the shoe was fed up now.
So wake up.
She went downstairs, they started playing over again.
An old lady that lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them broth without any bread. She whipped them soundly and put them to bed.
It's too much. It's too much. How many children she got? How many? Oh, that's a lot.
Old lady live in a shoe, and she don't know what to do.
Me, mister, why you play all the time? So much to do in so little time. Music moves quickly to drop it one time. Willy Bully's not lowest of time. And it feels just like cold ice. And a hot summer day so nice. Oh, so fresh that it reach your eyes. It's a big world, open, open them wide. Catch that beat, be making some noise. Too much work makes Jack the dull boy. Be easy, just let your mind play. Believe me, sunshine of mine, say. Ever wonder why people tell you put your hands in the sky, sky, sky. If yes, then you gotta let go. If no, then you already know. They ask me, mister, why you doing what you do? I say I do it, you do it just for the chase. And when I get it, I just spread it all around to make this world a better, brighter, happy place. Oh, my happy place. Oh, my happy place. Yeah, I gotta make this world a better, brighter, happy place. Eso canto mi casa, feliz es su casa, feliz es solo feliz cuando tú estás aquí. Canto, 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 canto mi casa, feliz es su casa, feliz. You and I and you, such different feathers through and through, we flock together flowing. Feliz, es su casa, feliz. You and I and you, such different feathers through and through. We flock together, flowing, always knowing, yeah, just where we're growing. Oh, lot of insane, complex, man-made mathematics in this traffic, seeking happiness that lasts. They say, put your magic for sale, but mister, you gotta order fast. Now, I'm not buying. Around time zones and clocks, so why do I rock that watch when I follow my own tick-tock? I'm not about that pure perfection, I'm just about that pure connection. But they still ask me, mister, why you doing what you do? I say I do it, do it just for the chase. And when I get it, I just spread it all around to make this world a better, brighter, happy place. Oh, my happy place. Oh, my happy place.
escuchando?
Estoy escuchando We Nation Radio.
We Nation Radio on WPFW.
There's a school in the bush where little animals go, with a wise old owl teaching them all that they should know. Good morning, class.
Good morning, Professor Owl.
Today we will learn about collective nouns. Professor Owl cleared his throat and asked, what do we call a group of baboons, class? Right at the back, a little paw went up.
It's called a troop,
said the little lion cub. And what do we call a group of giraffes?
A herd,
said the little hyena with a laugh. There's a school in the bush where little animals go, with a wise old owl teaching them all that they should know. Good morning, class.
Good morning, Professor Owl.
Today we will learn about collective nouns.
A troop of baboons.
A herd of giraffes.
A swarm of bees.
An army of ants.
A pride of lions.
A parliament of owls.
A school of fish.
A clutch of chicks.
With his glasses on his nose, the professor asked, and what do we call a group of bees, class? Little Tilly Tortoise stuck her head out of a shell.
A swarm, sir,
the little tortoise yelled. And what do we call a group of ants?
An army,
said the little meerkat, clapping his hands. There's a school in the bush where little animals go, with a wise old owl teaching them all that they should know. Good morning, class.
Good morning, Professor Owl.
Today we will learn about collective nouns. The professor tapped his desk with his stick and asked, and what do we call a group of lions, class? Little Sally Snake hissed the answer.
It's called a pride, schoolmaster.
And what do we call a group of owls?
A parliament, sir.
The whole class yelled.
A flock of birds.
A pack of wolves.
A school of fish.
A colony of frogs.
A litter of puppies.
A herd of zebras.
A gaggle of geese.
A slaver of snakes.
A troop of baboons.
A herd of giraffes.
A swarm of bees.
An army of ants.
A pride of lions.
A parliament of owls.
A school of fish.
A clutch of chicks.
There's a school in the bush where little animals go, with a wise old owl teaching them all that they should know. Good morning, class.
Good morning, Professor Owl.
Today we will learn about collective nouns.
In the kitchen, find two spoons. Tap your foot, make some room. Find yourself some pots and pans, making sounds with little hands. Well, my kitchen band, now my heart sings. Kitchen band on my own, playing on spaghetti strings in the kitchen of my home. The beans go in the jar, lid on tight, shake that beat. We're making our own music in the place we sometimes eat. Well, my kitchen band makes my heart sing. Kitchen band on my own. High notes get that old dog howling in the cookhouse of my home. Tick-tock, tick-tock from a wall clock. Chop, chop on the woodblock. Drip, drop water down the drain. Now to the refrain. My kitchen band makes my heart sing. Kitchen band all my own. Can't you hear the cats meowing? In the cookhouse of my home. Like the chug chug of a railroad train. Like a tree blows in the wind. Just add a little do re mi. Song begin. My kitchen band makes my heart sing. My kitchen band all my own. Love when everybody sings. In the kitchen all homegrown. Now we got the band in full swing. In the kitchen of my home. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Woo-hoo! Have you seen the Muffin Man?
Yeah! Woo!
We're making our own music.
Yeah!
With those little hands.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Now you hear all those sounds.
Woo-hoo!
So grab your spoons and pans.
Woo!
Together right. Making music. Now you got the kitchen band.
They expect me to play, go outside and run, but I prefer to measure things, 'cause that's what I call fun. Mom says I'm great. That should be enough. Being great is good and all, but being different sure is tough. I know there's some place out there, and until the day is done, I'm gonna go and find it, so I'm not the only one. They say just be a girl, too high. They say to keep your dreams on land, but mine were born to fly. And I know there's some place out there, and until the day is done, I can promise you I'm gonna go and find it. I know one day I'll find it. I hope that when I find it, I'm not the only.
You're listening to We Nation Radio, global beats for little feet. I am Auntie Lolita.
And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And that was Madeline Mills with Not the Only One from the Jingle Jangle soundtrack.
She has an incredible voice.
She really does. Beautiful.
And before that, we have Wendy and DB, our good friends out of Chicago, with their song Kitchen Band.
And guess who was on spoons?
Got a little secret for you. They actually had me playing the spoons on that one. Yes, from my own kitchen. How fun is that?
And they have a video, so you can probably go to their YouTube channel.
That's right.
And watch the video. It's a lot of fun. And before that, we had Professor Owl by the African Treehouse.
I really am just growing on their music. The musicality, the creativity of the lyrics.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Loving what they do. And then we have Mr. Cookie Jar with Happy Place, one of my favorite songs, and I can play that song almost all the time, and hopefully I don't play it all the time. Well, maybe I will play it all the time. Do what you want to do.
And before that, we had There Was an Old Lady Who Lived in a Shoe. That never gets old, I'll tell you that. Yeah. And that was by Trinity 5-7.
Yes. And then, of course, as we mentioned, we opened up with Andre 3000. Well, really, with the Class of 3000. That's what it's from the CD, the Class of 3000, with Do the Crayon. I wonder, what did you create for the crayon? What dance did you create for that? But don't dance with crayons in your hands. No, we don't want to do that. But I digress. What's next?
It's time for We Nation Podcast Sneak Peek. And this week we have a historical moment in store for you. It's an interview with Shawana Shine Kemp, Aaron Nigel Smith, and Amelia Robinson, co-producers of the All One Tribe compilation album by the One Tribe Collective. And it's historical because it's 24 Black family music artists who created this CD sort of in response to the George Floyd incident of last year. Let's check out Uncle Devin's conversation.
What is All One Tribe?
Well, Uncle D, you know, All One Tribe is, it's the manifestation of the hopes and dreams and aspirations of our people, you know, and specifically a group of family music performers that came together, you know, in response to the turmoil, you know, of the past year and also injustices of many past years, you know. We came together to see if we can lighten up the world through music and if we can expose more families and more Black and brown families to the richness of family music, you know, that we create and co-create together. You know, there's 24 amazing Black artists that have written songs for this album or drawn from their catalog and presented them to the world in a cohesive package that celebrates our culture, celebrates our skin, teaches us about history, about important historical figures, about our impact throughout history, and more importantly, just shows us that Black and brown people are a rich, 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 diverse people, and we want to really open up the space of family music through this All One Tribe. You know, I'll let Amelia keep on going with that.
Yeah, well, you know, the family music scene, it has a history of being predominantly a white space. And there are a lot of gatekeepers that have kind of made decisions that have not created the equity that we really need to see for all the children who exist in this world, Black and brown, all races. And so, you know, I this opportunity came to me through another channel, and kind of we made it our own. We kind of just took it and did it the way that we needed to do right by this movement. And we're really challenging. I mean, the range of styles on this album, having 24 artists, the range of styles is incredible, because we're really trying to get the world to challenge the way we listen to music and music by Black artists, and to challenge the bias that we have, where it's not just one thing. It can be all these different things, and that hopefully each child can see themselves in that way, and to see them a future for themselves that's bright and full of love and laughter and strength. So that's really what, you know, we're about, and what has been, it's been such a beautiful process, I have to say, working with all the artists and Shine and Aaron. And I think Shine might be here as well.
Well, I think I'm a fan of music. So it's before I'm a singer, before I'm a songwriter, I'm a fan. So I always want to know what people are up to, what they're doing, what they have to say. And it was just an opportunity to be a part of something where there hasn't been a lot of voices. And so I was curious. I was excited. I'm thrilled to know that the space is expanding and it's young, there are more men, Black, you know, they're Black men. So for me, it was exciting, because for a long time, it was me and a handful of other artists of color. And that's great. But after a while, you know, it's very difficult to just have that community and that camaraderie and the exchange that happens when you work collaboratively. But first and foremost, I'm a fan. So I'm excited to just have the playing field, have more voices, more options, choices.
Well, you know, the other good thing that we have is that this CD is going to be released on Juneteenth. Let's talk about why Juneteenth. Anybody want to share that?
Well, we just thought that, you know, the celebration of liberation, you know, it's a great way for us to bring this, to connect this project, because we see this as just that. You know, we are liberating ourselves. Like you said, we didn't ask for permission to produce this album. We came together as a collective using our own resources to put this out into the world, you know. So I feel that, you know, it's just it's a powerful tribute to those that came before us, and celebration of freedom and celebration of liberty and celebration of collective work, you know. It feels appropriate that we land on that holiday, you know. It's now becoming more and more, I guess, in fashion that people are actually willing to celebrate it now, you know, which is great. So I feel it's important for us to support that movement, you know, and energize that and continue to propel that that common acceptance of this holiday, you know.
Hi, I'm Maya Goose, and I always listen to my Uncle Devin on V Nation Radio.
That track was hot. Fire. Yeah.
And that was actually the title track for the album, All One Tribe. And that was all 24 artists all coming together to create this one track.
I mean, that was amazing. So if that was any indication, I cannot wait until this album drops. And there's so much diversity in genres. And you have 25 different artists with 25 different styles of music. So there's a little something for everyone. To learn more, visit OneTribeCollective.com. And that's the number one, TribeCollective.com.
BabaGatBars.com. The evolution of music won't stop like Run DMC bringing us hip hop. When I say hip, you say hop, hip,
hop,
hip,
hop.
Before that, we scrunched up your face like it stunk, like James Brown giving us that funk. So when I say give me that, you say funk, give me that,
funk,
give me that,
funk.
The generation before took it smoothly, like Big Mama Thornton giving us R&B. When I say R and you say B, R and
B,
R and
B.
The generation before was much more bold, like Chuck Berry bringing us rock and roll. When I say rock and you say roll, rockin',
oh,
rockin',
whoa.
The generation before added some pizzazz, like Ella Fitzgerald giving us the jazz. When I say we got, you say the jazz. We got the
jazz.
We got the
jazz.
Field Hollers evolved in the soulful grooves, like Robert Johnson giving us the blues. When I say we got, you say the blues. We got
the blues.
We got
the blues.
After slavery, music was their favorite pastime. And Scott Joplin bringing us ragtime. When I say rag, you say time. Rag.
Time.
Rag.
Time.
Wanna know how American music was made? You have to start with the triangle slave trade. Enslaved Africans had their languages forbidden, but many things survived, especially their rhythms. Rhythms of the djembe, bata, and shakare survived in reggae, samba, salsa, and merengue. African influence in music remains still. You can hear it from Cuba to Brazil, especially here in the United States. These elements make our music great. Find Africa all over. Here's an example. The ngoni from Mali turned into the banjo. The rhythms can be heard so easily, from jazz in New Orleans to go-go in D.C. Begin with field hollers, slaves singing at work. The other kind of songs they sing are spirituals at church. The foundation of our musical recipe, African music is part of the American legacy. Free slaves had music as their favorite pastime, like UB Blake giving us ragtime. When I say rag, you say time. Rag.
Time.
Rag.
Time.
Field hollers evolved in the soulful grooves, like Bessie Smith bringing us the blues. When I say we got, you say the blues. We got
the blues.
We got
the blues.
The next generation added some pizzazz, like Louis Armstrong giving us the jazz. When I say we got, you say the jazz. We got
the jazz.
We got
the jazz.
The next generation was much more bold, like Sister Rosetta thought bringing us rock and roll. When I say rockin', you say roll. Rockin',
roll.
Rockin',
roll.
The next generation took it more smoothly, like Aretha Franklin giving us R&B. When I say R and you say V, R&B,
R&B.
Next, we scrunched your face up like it stunk, like George Clinton giving us that funk. So when I say give me that, you say funk, give me that,
funk.
Give me that,
funk.
The evolution of music won't stop, like Roxanne Shanté bringing us hip-hop. When I say hip, you say hop, hip,
hop,
hip,
hop.
Hi, this is Kimberly Locke from American Idol, and you're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Alabama, Mississippi, Alabama, New Orleans, Alabama, Mississippi, gonna shake down to New Orleans. Shake, 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 shake it, baby, shake, 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 shake it, baby, shake. Baby, shake it on down to New Orleans. Alabama, Mississippi, Alabama, New Orleans, Alabama, Mississippi, gonna march down to New Orleans. march, baby, march, 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 baby, march, 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 baby, march on down to New Orleans. Alabama, Mississippi, Alabama, New Orleans, Alabama, Mississippi, gonna tiptoe to New Orleans. Oh, baby, tiptoe, tiptoe, baby, tiptoe, tiptoe, baby, tiptoe, tiptoe, baby, tiptoe down to New Orleans. Alabama, Mississippi, Alabama, New Orleans, Alabama, Mississippi, gonna jump down to New Orleans. And they jump, 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 jump it, baby, jump, 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 jump it, baby, jump, 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 jump it, baby, jump on down to New Orleans. Alabama, Mississippi, Alabama, New Orleans, Alabama, Mississippi, gonna cakewalk to New Orleans. Cakewalk, cakewalk, baby, cakewalk, cakewalk, baby, cakewalk, cakewalk, baby, cakewalk down to New Orleans. March it on down, jump on down, tiptoe down. Take it on down to New Orleans. One, two, you know what to do, let's go!
Shake, 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 and shake!
Señorita Patrín, vamos a bailar.
Hey, Miss Mania, we're gonna have a lot of fun dancing and shake.
Claro que sí, vamos a gozarlo, chica.
Oh, yes, let's have a party, let's have a good time, Miss.
¿Cómo que no? Estamos yes. aquí con nuestros amigos, we're here with our friends.
All right, here we go.
Let's shake it together, go!
We're gonna shake, 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 shake,
Hot, Miss Patrice.
Okay.
What should we do?
I think we should hop it out, Miss
listening to We Nation Radio. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
Hey, and I am Auntie Lolita. You are listening to Shaky Shake Shake by Matt Wilson.
And prior to that, we had your imaginary friend, Alabama, Mississippi.
Speaking of all this black excellence, we have Baba Bombani, who covers so many genres with the Black Entertainer.
Great song. But guess what?
It's time for We Nation Reads.
Let's read.
The Still Small Voice That Follows Me. Written by Dr. Kimberly Sierra. Illustrated by Balil Tahar. Justin was excited to go to school today. His teacher told the class yesterday that today they were going to discuss what they wanted to be when they grew up. Justin already knew what he wanted to be. He thought about his answer on his way home, during dinner, and why he laid in bed. The next morning, Justin could hardly wait to share his answer with everyone. While sitting in class, he could barely sit still in his chair. Finally, his teacher called on him. Justin leapt out of his seat with excitement. "I want to be President of the United States." Everyone in the class started giggling at Justin's answer, but Bella laughed out loudly. "Justin, you don't pass your spelling test. How will you be President of the United States?" The whole class laughed. Justin felt so defeated. His shoulders slumped down and his head dropped. Tears formed in his eyes. Then he heard a still small voice. "You can do all things." Justin thought he imagined it. Then he heard the still small voice again. "You can do all things." Justin felt a little better. A few minutes later, Justin's class left for physical education. He changed into his PE clothes and walked out into the gym. When Nicole saw him enter the gym, her nose scrunched up and she began pointing at him. "Ew! Look at that big, ugly mark on Justin's leg." Everyone turned to look at his leg and began laughing at his birthmark. Justin ran back into the empty changing room and sat by himself. He was angry. He stared at the birthmark on his leg and wished it was not there. Suddenly, he heard the still small voice speaking to him again. "You were fearfully and wonderfully made." Justin smiled because even though he had a birthmark on his leg, he was wonderfully made. When the bell rang for the class to go to his next class, Justin became nervous. The next class was math. Justin was not good at math. He could not remember all the formulas and when to use them. To make matters worse, Justin forgot that the teacher was giving them a quiz. "Oh no," he thought to himself. When he looked down at his paper, nothing looked familiar. As Justin stared at his quiz, the still small voice spoke to him. "What is impossible for you is possible with me." "But I don't remember anything," Justin replied. The voice comforted Justin once more. "I will bring all things to your remembrance." Justin smiled and started to remember all of the formulas. He felt like a genius. But when Tammy, the class bully, saw the smile on Justin's face, she decided to make fun of him. "You smell like rotten cheese." Justin no longer felt like a genius. Tammy's painful words made him feel like a nobody. As he left class, Justin felt like a loser. He ran to the small opening under the stairwell and began to cry. He did not want anyone to know that he was there. He grabbed his ankles and pulled his legs as tight as he could to his chest, trying to muffle the sound of his cries. Justin wished he was never born. In the middle of his crying spell, when he felt his lowest, Justin heard the still small voice speak to him again. "There is a plan and a purpose for your life." The voice gave him comfort. He wiped his tears, pulled himself up, and got ready to head home. When school was over, Justin thought about the day's events on his way home. "What a crazy day I had today." He wondered about the still small voice he kept hearing throughout the day. That voice gave him the strength and comfort that he needed to get through his worst moments. When Justin arrived home, he was excited to see his mom standing at the front door of their house. She had a big smile on her face. Justin was always happy to see his mom. She gave him a big hug and a kiss. That always made him feel better. "Justin, would you like some tacky chips and juice?" Justin smiled and nodded. Tacky chips and juice were his favorite snack. Justin sat at the kitchen table to eat his tacky chips and began telling his mother about his day. She listened to him closely. She explained all the feelings he felt throughout the day. Finally, he told his mother about the still small voice that he kept hearing each time he felt down. "Who was that voice, Mommy?" Justin's mother looked at him and smiled. "Justin, my sweet little boy, that still small voice was Jesus. He said in his word that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will always be with you in the good times and in the bad. He will be a friend to us all." As Justin laid in bed that night, he thought about what his mother had told him. Before closing his eyes to go to sleep, Justin smiled, looked up at the ceiling and whispered, "Thank you, Jesus, for always being with me." Words of encouragement from Reverend Dr. Sierra. You are loved. You are creative. You are capable. You are deserving. You are strong. You make a difference. Your actions and emotions are powerful. You can learn from your mistakes.
Great story. We love books. We love reading. And thank you so much. That was a very, very powerful message.
And so true. I probably learn best from the mistakes I make.
Yes, exactly. Well, I know many of us do, so
and
thank you.
And you always say, too, if you're not making mistakes, that means you're not doing, you're not trying hard enough.
Exactly. And that is true. And the only people that don't make mistakes are people who don't do anything.
See, there you go. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I just butchered it, but yes.
That's okay. And again, we want to thank Portia Smith of Imagine Me Creative Book Publishing for helping us identify book authors. And the background music was Dewdrop Dancing by William Pearson.
Oh, okay.
So just love some subtle music behind that just to keep us going. But you know what? Let's go back to our tribe.
All right. The All One Tribe and their Juneteenth virtual release party, which is open to the public. It'll be broadcast live on Facebook and YouTube at One Tribe Collective. So don't forget, you can go now. You can set a reminder so that you don't miss out. But that's on June 19th, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
And for more information, you can always go to We Nation Radio on our featured artist page, where you'll find out more about the artist, who's involved. But also, you can always check out OneTribeCollective.com.
That's the number one.
Yes, the number one.
Number one, TribeCollective.org.
Say, I gotta be safe.
I'm Wincy Terry Bryant.
producer of Traffic Jam, a series of performing arts events that use music and drama to help protect our children from human trafficking. Human trafficking is the force, fraud, or coercion of another human being for personal or commercial gain. And human trafficking can take on many forms. Don't keep secrets. Formerly trafficked victims testify of having been asked by a friend to do a simple favor, after which they became a victim because that same friend then used the secret, humiliating, and incriminating details to bribe the victim. Human traffickers ask you to keep secrets now so that they can use them later to turn you into their victim. To learn more about programs and products that help you keep your family and community safe, visit us at trafficjam.info. Say.
You're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM. I'm Uncle Devin, along with Auntie Lolita. And that last song was The Incredible Sounds coming to you from Kenya off of the Musabu Moja Mbeli album by Jabali Africa. And that was called Shuleni. And based, actually, even though they're coming from Kenya, they live right here in Washington, D.C. So pick up that album. You will love the rhythms, the sounds, and the music, family music, coming to you from Kenya. You know, something very special is taking place this weekend that I want to share with you. WPFW, along with more than a dozen civil rights, religious, and community organizations, is proud to bring you the D.C. Black Father Matters Project, to ensure that for Father's Day, D.C. declares Black Fathers Matter and Black Lives Matter. Often, the black men in our communities are unsung heroes for their children and communities. However, the media fails to recognize the significant impact and positive influence black fathers have on our community wholeness and wellness. D.C. residents are asked to celebrate and show their support for black fathers on June 20th by displaying black balloons and ribbons on their homes and or trees, and or participating in a motorcade that will travel through at least 5 wards of the city. The motorcade will leave from the African American Civil War Memorial at 1925 Vermont Avenue Northwest at 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, June 20th, and conclude at the Gateway Pavilion on MLK Avenue Southeast. People will begin gathering at 11 a.m. with some special treats and giveaways. For more information, visit them on social media at DC Black Fathers Matter Project, or email them at blackfathersmatters2020@gmail.com. Happy Father's Day to my pops and to my father-in-law. Love you both. You know what? This has been another great hour. We're glad that you're joining us, and make sure that you reach out to someone and let them know what we're doing, because look, this is unprecedented. Never has there been children's family music to this extent, specifically focusing on the black and brown and marginalized communities. So we need your support. Make sure to follow us on social media at We Nation Radio with 2 E's, or you can always reach us at music@wenationradio.com.
Better yet, go to wenationradio.com and click the Join the Nation button.
Well, we gotta go. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And as we always say, life is a drum.
So beat it!
Play them drums, man. You know I'm gonna see you next time.